Wake up call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on Sportscast Radio. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
How can I not have a 1982 Throwback Thursday without Stevie Nicks? That's my girl right there. That was my first crush or first little infatuation when I was very young was Stevie Nicks. Theo Dorsey joins us, ESPN West Palm Beach. We have him on all the time when Miami Heat do good things because the Miami Heat do good things. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well because, again, like you said, the Miami Heat did good things and they closed out those Celtics, giving me a chance actually to cover my first NBA final.
Awesome. That is so great. By the way, Progressive guest line for job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. And drivers who switch and save with Progressive Insurance save nearly $700 on average. All right. So before we get to the finals, let's talk about game six and how Miami responded. They lose at home. It's devastating. Derek White's shot. It goes up. It's good. We're going back to Boston. The momentum is in the Celtics, but a lot of people sort of pointed out that there was no panic in the Heat and they realized, all right, fine, we'll go to Boston and get this done. How were the days leading up to game seven? It was a short turnaround, but how were those days leading up to Monday's game seven?
It's funny because there was a huge divide between Heat fans in South Florida at that point. There were the fans who were like, knowing how resilient this team, knowing how many clutch games they've been through. I mean, remember, this is a team that was 4 minutes away from not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
So there were so many that were listening to Spo's words and Jimmy's words and how confident they were. And then there were a bunch of fans that had given up, that had said it's over with. They've given up three straight. They're going to be on, you know, they're on a precipice of the wrong side of history. So it was a weird divide, a lot of pessimism, a lot of optimism. And then as soon as, like, the first quarter was over, you saw all of the overly confident Heat fans come back out via Twitter or sports bars or wherever people were watching the game.
All right, so let's get to this series. Now, it's hard to doubt the Heat. They took down the two top teams in the Eastern Conference, but the Nuggets are well-built and had a very good playoff run. How do you see the Nuggets and what they do and how the Heat play?
I mean, the Nuggets are going to be maybe the smartest team the Heat have played this postseason. They're definitely the best, most, you know, well-oiled machine around the best player that they've played in Nikola Jokic. So it's not going to be an easy feat. I actually don't – the funny thing is it's hard to see where the Heat find advantages in this series. But the biggest thing I think in this series is the Heat – have shot the ball lights out in the two series where they were obviously overmatched, and that's against the Milwaukee Bucks, and that's against the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. They shot 43 and 45% respectively in those two series. If they can get shots to go at that clip, it's the great equalizer, and that could be the thing that gets the Heat over the hump. But, I mean, it's you would have to be lying to yourself to say that the Heat are the better team or have the advantage in this series. It's the NBA Finals. Anything can happen. And I think shooting is going to be one of those things that can help be an equalizer for the Miami Heat.
What about Nikola Jokic? Bam Adebayo, but Kevin Love and Corey Zeller, they're not two guys who have been playing. We saw the Lakers need help with Jokic. Hachimura would go on him, and Anthony Davis was free. It doesn't look like the Heat can do that kind of strategy. So how do you think they defend Jokic as best as you can defend Jokic?
I need to check and see. How old is Alonzo Mourning? Like, can we?
Yeah, right.
Can you get that dude out of the front office and get him back on the court? Like, there's no way to effectively defend Nikola Jokic, and that's what we've seen, not just over the past 3-4 seasons in the NBA, but in this postseason, especially when the Nuggets offense has all of those shooters, KCP, Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray, just flying around the screens. Like, that offense is just downright scary. Even for a team like the Heat that is so connected defensively and has such a great mind and coach Eric Spoelstra at the helm. But honestly, it seems like what the Heat might try and do and what they've even done in the regular season is you single cover Jokic, you let him put up more shot attempts than he's usually taking, and you don't let the shooters around him go off. Like, that seems like that might be the strategy that he'd go with early. Now, if Jokic has a couple 45-point games back-to-back in the first two games of the series, maybe you see some adjustment, but again, you have to rely on, if you're a guy that, if you want to believe that he can do this, a lot of that belief goes into the fact that Eric Spoelstra is a guy who's been here several times before and a guy who is not ashamed to make adjustments on the fly, make weird rotational adjustments and whatnot, and just try new things. So it's like you're really going up against a force like we've never seen in the NBA, and it's going to take all five guys on the court to try and stop him.
Is that what you were kind of touching on the shooting? Because that zone defense, if Jokic gets to the, you know, where he is, he can distribute that to the outside, and then you have to sort of adjust that zone, because if Nuggets are knocking it down, that's how you beat the zone.
Yeah, I was about to say that the zone is actually something that might get put, you know, it might be a little bit more on the back shelf this series. Jokic is like the perfect zone beater, how quick
right.
he makes decisions, how well he sees the floor. So that's something that is going to be interesting to see how much the Heat can even roll out there and how bad the Nuggets score against it. I was looking up some stats. I think according to a second spectrum, the Nuggets actually were the second most efficient team against the zone this year. And, of course, the Heat run the most zone of any team really in modern basketball. So it just doesn't seem like that would be the winning formula. And the good thing, again, is Eric Spoelstra is not a stubborn guy. He rolls that zone out there. Jokic picks it apart. Best believe they'll run into something
yep.
else. So I wouldn't expect to see too much zone unless, hey, you just never know in playoff basketball. Maybe it does work for a few trips.
This is so – I've been talking a little big picture here with this Heat. I just don't think – and again, whether they close the deal or not, this is one of those runs that it's just going to be hard to see done again, to lose the first of the play-in game, to need to play another one, and then to beat two of the top teams. Nobody took care of the top two teams for them. They had to take care of those teams themselves. It's a run that feels in sports, Theo, like, okay, it's got to come to an end sometime. You can't do it. So what makes us believe the Heat are going to complete this deal? Like, there is people saying the Nuggets are a better team, but I just can't bet against the Heat. I can't see it.
There's magic in postseason sports in general in South Florida right now. It's a little unknown
right.
fact, but Nova Southeastern won the Division II National Championship and ran the table. You got Florida Atlantic and the Miami Hurricanes both making like crazy unprecedented runs to the Final Four, even though they both teetered out in the Final Four. And also, we got this far without mentioning an 8-seed Florida Panthers in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals out of nowhere against the best regular season hockey team in the Boston Bruins in the first round, down 3-1. Like, it's inexplicable. What's happening in South Florida over these past couple of months. As a sports reporter in South Florida, it is a blessing to be able to cover it all. But that's, I think, part of the reason why it's hard to count against these guys. It just feels like every time that their backs are against the wall, every time that they are the underdogs or they're doubted, they find a way, they find some kind of mental edge. And I have a theory that's going on right now. There's been a lot of, like, not, I don't want to say bad blood, but a lot of, like, trash talk, a lot of, like, just, that playoff energy between the teams that the Heat have faced the first three rounds. And if you've noticed everything leading up to this series, the Nuggets have been nothing but cordial and nice. And I think they're looking like, look, we know we're better than the Heat. Do not give these dudes any single modicum of mental edge because they'll take it and run with it.
Absolutely. Theo, by the way, Nova Southeastern, my eye doctor went there for his medical degree. And he told me I was the only person to congratulate him on the run that Nova Southeastern made. So I said, oh yeah, Nova Southeastern made. And he goes, oh my God, no one ever says that to me. I go, well, this is what I do for a living. It's keeping up with stuff like that. Theo, good stuff.
I'm sure he loved that.
Oh, yeah. He did. He loved it. Thank you so much. And again, you're right about South Florida. It has been a magical season. Thanks for being with us all through it so far in 2023. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You got it. Theo Dorsey again down in ESPN West Palm Beach. And again, the magical run of the Miami Heat. But I agree with him completely on the Spoelstra situation with the zone. He's right. The Nuggets are great against the zone because, again, you have a big man that can distribute the basketball. So just picture shooters on – that's how you beat a zone, right? We talk about it with Syracuse, right? You beat a zone by hitting your outside shots. So you get the ball to Jokic, and then Jokic gets a guy on the wing or he gets a guy on the, you know, on the elbow, whatever. He can get guys on the outside that hit the shots, and then you have to get out of the zone. And that's Spoelstra's going to do that. He's not going to be stubborn and stick with a zone that's not working against this Nuggets team. But I have to tell you, this this is such a unique series. The Nuggets, everyone should be picking the Nuggets. Everyone should be. Everyone should be. This is an 8 seed that's the magic runs out sometime, right? I mean, eventually the carriage does turn into a pumpkin, to go back to the Cinderella cliche. But the reality is that you can't, because they have taken three teams. I thought them and the Knicks were matched up fairly. I thought that was equal. But the two teams in the East that they beat that were higher than them, Milwaukee 1 and Boston 2, they made those teams look absolutely silly at times. I mean, absolutely silly. And they might do it in a couple of games against the Nuggets. But the Nuggets have had a run in this postseason of 12-3, most efficient team.